Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the second hour of the Paul Parent Garden Club. That number, 855-660-4261, is toll-free. So give us a call, and we're going to work together to prepare you for the holidays. The first hour, we talked about cut Christmas trees, live Christmas trees, how to take care of them indoors and out. So if you missed it, yes, you can give us a call, and we'll give you that information again. We've talked a little bit about the poinsettia, the cyclamen plant, and how to take care of those. There's a lot of other plants. So if you need some help, need some ideas, you give us a call, and we're going to work together so that you can have a super-duper Christmas this year. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first?
First up, we've got Lynn from Cape Cod with a question about yellow grass.
Lynn, good morning. How can we help you with your lawn this morning? And Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you too, Paul. I have a female Sheltie, and she decided to go all over my front yard and the lawn. And I'm wondering, can I give her that the pills? I've seen them in magazines, that there's something you can give them, biscuits or something to eat that will help so her urine won't burn the grass.
Yeah, check with your vet, because you want to make sure that the pill that's recommended is according to the dog's weight. And then it does work. Because what happens is the urine is so strong, it has a lot of nitrogen in it, and it will kill the grass in some areas. But, talk to your vet first, see what their feeling is about it, and then just, use it according to the recommendations. And it definitely will help. We have four dogs. We have three Shih Tzus. The oldest is called Susie, after my Aunt Ruth. Next one is called Lily. And the third Shih Tzu is called Scooby-Doo, and he is the youngest of the dogs. And then we have a Westie, and his name is Barkley. So we have four dogs, and they have the backyard to play in. And being that they drink a lot of water, we haven't had that much of a problem. And they're little dogs, so compared to your dog, there's a lot less urine when you have the little ones compared to the big dog. But check with your vet and see what his opinion or her opinion is of the product, and then follow the recommendations, and you should be okay. In the spring, as soon as the snow is gone, be a good idea to add some lime to sweeten the soil and a good quality lawn fertilizer, and it should bring it right back up to a nice, even green all the way across. But lime will also help, or the Jonathan Green lime substitute, either one of those two, and that will help to neutralize any of the urine that may still be in the soil. Good question. Thank you, and you have a great holiday. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Phil from Manchester with a question about pine trees.
Good morning, Phil, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you, too.
Thank you, Paul. Actually, I'm from Nantucket, and that may fit in, into your answer. I've had on our property some pine trees for years. The pine trees with two leaves per fascicle. That'll tell you the species
yes.
if you need to know. Anyway, about 4, 5, 6 years ago, we had a really rotten winter, very, very cold, and wind blowing every single day because we're right near the sea, and many of the trees died. A lot didn't, and volunteers have come back, presumably from the pine cones from the trees that survived. And the thing is, I would like to encourage more, quote, volunteers, unquote, by taking the pine cones in one way or another, in the appropriate way, and putting them where I want new trees to grow. Now, how do you do this? Do you wait? Do you take a tree? Do you take a pine cone right from the branch of a tree? Do you wait for a pine cone to hit the ground? Do you wait for a pine cone to hit the ground and take it apart? And I don't know. I hope you do.
Okay. You don't have to take the pine cone apart. But the one thing that you have to say to yourself, it takes 2 years to make a pine cone and have it make a seed that's going to be viable. So what you do is this time of the year, or maybe even a little bit sooner, usually around September, when you see that the pine cones have gone from green to that beautiful brown color and they're beginning to crack open, that's the time of the year where you will get seeds that, as they crack open, it makes an exit place for the seeds to be blown around with the wind and moved around. So what you can do is you can cut those cones, if they haven't fallen, put them in a paper bag, not plastic, but in a paper bag, and bring them in the house where it's going to be warm. And the heat will make the pine cone open up faster. And then every now and then, shake the bag, and you'll start to notice that as the heat makes the cone open, the seeds will be released. And it's kind of a fat ball-type center with a wing all the way around it that helps to carry it with the wind. Now, once the seeds come out of the pod, you have to mimic and copy Mother Nature. So if you leave that seed in your home where it's 70 degrees, the seed may not grow for you. What you'll have to do is clean the bag, shake all of the cones off, get all of the seed that have come out, collect them, and then take those seeds, put them in like a Tupperware container, and put them in your freezer, and leave them in your freezer all winter long. In the spring, then what I would do, that way you can control, is get a big plastic tray, fill it with some good potting soil, take your seeds out of the freezer, plant them like you would tomatoes or green peppers or marigolds in your home, and you can start them in February if you want, or early March. But they need to have a 90-day period where it's going to get really cold. And in your freezer is the best place. They'll start to sprout. And you're going to grow them in that container for the whole year. They're going to grow about maybe 3 or 4 inches tall. You can transplant them into individual pots. You can transplant, you know, in groups, but if you can start them indoors, and once they're up an inch or two, then you can put them in individual containers, and I would nurse them for a year. in the fall, take those plants that you have in containers and put them in your garage, in your tool shed. Just give them a little bit of extra shelter for that very first season. And then the following spring, plant them wherever you want and get them in the ground during April so that you can take advantage of the normal rainfall that we get during April. Take a good hole, put some good compost in there, plant them, and try and really pamper them the first year. They won't all survive, but, you know, if you think back of the days of Roosevelt, and, you know, there was no jobs, and many, many people planted new forests. That's what they did. They were putting in 2-year-old seedlings. So you start them during late spring. You nurse them as a plant on your deck, your porch, or your patio. You overwinter them someplace where it's going to be cold to get them acclimated to the cold temperature. And then the following spring, you plant them, and you'll have all kinds of trees to replace the ones that were damaged. Call us.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wilt-Proof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wilt-Proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides. Unlike other companies, a handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Well, good morning. It's a beautiful morning here in Kennebunk, where I live, in Kennebunk, Maine. I hope it's the same where you live. We're going to be into the 40s today. A great day to do some shopping, the last minute decorating outside while the weather is in our favor. And if we can help you, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Gene with a question about spider plants.
Good morning, Gene. How can we help you with the spider plants, and happy holidays to you.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
I have a spider plant that I've had for a few years, and I haven't been able to get any offshoots off of it. What am I doing wrong?
Okay. Where is it in your house? Is it facing a window?
It's got indirect light. It's not in the window.
Okay. So it's getting just kind of filtered light rather than
right.
direct light on it.
Right.
Okay. During the winter, your days are a lot shorter, Gene. And if it's possible for you to move it where it's going to get more sunlight, that or some direct sunlight, or even brighter light, it would help a great deal. The other thing is a spider plant needs to be fed on a monthly basis with whatever you have, Miracle-Gro or Blooming and Rooting fertilizer, something like that, but it should be fed on a regular basis. If you always forget, like I do on a lot of things because you're busy, buy something called Osmocote. O-S-M-O-C-O-T-E. Osmocote is a little pellet, a little BB-shaped pellet. And Osmocote will feed the plant every time you water it. And that will make a big, big difference. Now, the other thing I want you to look at is to look at the size of the plant compared to the container. And if you're able to pull the plant out of the pot and look at the root ball, and if it is a solid mass of roots, it's become root bound, and sometimes that will prevent the plant from making offshoots, from making babies and runners, so that you may have to repot the plant into a container a couple of inches larger in size, so from an 8-inch to a 10-inch pot, and that will help. So try some of those. Pull a plant out of the pot, look at the root ball. If it's not massive roots, let it go for until springtime. And in the spring, you can repot it. Okay? Now, if that plant has more than one plant in it, say it has four or five individual plants instead of one single, in the spring, rather than now, in the spring, divide it. Pull it out of the pot, pull it apart, and make two plants. Sometimes when you pull them apart like that and you break up some of the roots, you shock it. They will come back with vengeance, believe me. But increase the light, feed them regularly, water as needed, and you should get some new shoots. And may not get a lot during the winter, again, because your days are shorter and the sun is not as bright. But if you can move it closer to the window, it would help a great deal. And the other thing is, on your spider plant, if you're beginning to get a brown tip on the end of the foliage, it's usually caused by the chemicals in your water. Fluoride is a big, big problem. So if that's the situation and you need to water your plants, take your watering can, fill it with water, let it sit overnight. And what you'll notice is on the side of the plastic pot, you're going to see little bubbles. And those are the bubbles of the gases put into the water, like fluoride. Take a spoon, shake it up really well. All the bubbles will burst. The gas will escape in the air. You water your plant. Clean up all of the tips that are brown, and your plant will do a lot better. Okay? So you try that, and you'll have much, much better results. 855-660-4261. Give us a call.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas sun dehydrating and preparedness kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. And we still have some room on our trip to Chelsea Flower Show in England, May 22nd to the 30th. And if you'd like to get some information, check out our website. Go to paulparent.com, and there's all kinds of information about this really, really unique tour. It's not just gardens, but the flower show is incredible. You have time to explore the city of London, some unique gardens, Stonehenge, and a lot more. So check it out on the website, paulparent.com. And if you're traveling alone, you can talk with Largay Travel, and they will help to find you a roommate, which will cut the cost of the trip by, I think, $300 or $400. And we did that last year with several ladies that were traveling by themselves, and they had a ball and saved some money at the same time. So check it out if you get a chance. The trip to the Chelsea Flower Show in May. This is the world's biggest and most unique flower show. It's incredible. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from Maine with a question about planting some new plants he's gotten.
Hey, John, good morning. How can we help you? What are you going to plant outside?
Yes, good morning. I've recently received some stuff from the Audubon Society, and I planted the lilacs in some pots that I'd like to know whether it's okay to put them on my front porch, which is out of the wind. And the second question I have is I also got some trees, and I didn't know if I should treat them any differently.
Now, these are something that they just shipped you?
Yes. within the last week.
I wonder why they're shipping stuff in December. That doesn't make any sense at all. Not at all. Well, what you need to do, John, is you need to definitely pot them up in something that should go into, you know, a good size container. And I would try and keep them as warm as possible for the next couple of weeks, not necessarily in your home, but someplace where it's going to be sheltered from the wind and giving it a chance for a little bit of root development before they freeze solid. And I would store them in your garage or tool shed for the winter months, where they will be out of the wind and out of the sun, so that the plant doesn't heat up during the day and then cool off and freeze at night. So they belong in a sheltered area for the winter. I would also take 10 minutes and send them a note or email them and say, hey, you know, this is December. What are you doing sending me plants at this time of the year? This is not something that should be done, and they should know better. I don't understand why they're sending you plants at this time of the year. If you lived in Florida, great. But in the Northeast, where you're thinking Christmas and snow and cold and frozen ground, is not a time for an organization like this to be shipping plants. So send them a note. Tell them you're going to repot them. You're going to overwinter them in your garage or your tool shed and keep them moist all winter. Okay? Every now and then, check it. Bring a jug of water and give them a good drink if they need it. No food. You don't want to stimulate any growth on that plant yet, because if your garage gets warm and you fed them, they may break dormancy, and then when it gets real cold again, the new growth could die. But I would send them a note, tell them you're very disappointed that they're sending to you now, and that if they don't leaf out in the spring, you expect replacements at no charge. Okay? Good question. But let them know that you're not happy with what they've done. But a good general purpose potting soil, keep them warm, and then when the weather gets cold and nasty, put them in your garage on the floor where it's going to stay cold for the winter months, or in your tool shed. Good question. Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Nan from Cape Cod with a question about fertilizer.
Hey, Nan from beautiful Cape Cod, where it's always a beach day. Good morning.
Hi, Paul. It's a little too cold to go to the beach this morning, but soon enough. Along that line, Paul, I wonder, I have abundance of seaweed. Should I be putting that around the base of my hydrangea plants, I wonder?
Yeah, seaweed is really something special. Growing up, we were always taught that, you know, you would put peat moss when you're planting new shrubs or new flowers. You would put in a little bit of cow manure. But as I grew older, my dad, every single fall, we would head out during September, October, and because the weather is still nice, go to the beach, get some trash bags, and pick up the seaweed along the high water mark, and bag it up, bring it home, and spread it right on top of your vegetable garden. Spread it on top of your flower beds. And in the spring, you can till it right into the ground. If you've got a rototiller now, you could do that. But if your ground is frozen where you live, fill these bags with as much seaweed as you can carry, bring them home, And I've done this in the past, and it works great. I'll open up one bag, and I'll stuff seaweed from a second bag so that the bag is filled and left open like a cylinder with an open top. And that way, when it rains or snows, the water can go inside the plastic bag. So stuff it when you get home. And during the winter, the sun will hit that black bag. It will create heat, and it will help to rot it. Once you see that the bag has shrunk a little bit, you can tie it tight, but fill it with a couple gallons of water so there's moisture in that seaweed, and then just lay it down in the middle of your garden, and during the winter, it will begin to rot with the moisture inside. It's like steaming it almost. But if you've got a big garden, put down 2, 3, 4, 5, even 6 inches of seaweed. And then in the spring, you can rototill it or pitchfork it into the ground. And seaweed is better than peat moss because it has all of the goodness from the ocean. And it will enrich in your soil like you cannot believe. My dad and I used to go to Scituate Harbor in Massachusetts, right by the lighthouse. You drive into a lighthouse area, and on your way out, there was a break in the seawall. And we would pick that seaweed because the waves hit the seaweed up against the seawall, broke it in small pieces, and it was easier to blend. But the more seaweed you put in your ground, the better your soil is going to be. And don't worry about the salt. The salt that's in that seaweed will not hurt a thing. The seaweed is full of fertilizer, and you would be doing a big service to your garden, believe me. It's a great product, and it's much, much better than peat moss. Get it, spread it, and you will see a big difference next year. Great question. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Harold from New Hampshire with a question about Douglas fir.
Hey, Harold, good morning. Welcome to the God Club, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays, Paul. Thank you. I've got a 12-foot Douglas fir we planted it a couple of years ago. The lower branches are yellower than the upper branches. I have put holly tone down, and I put wilt-proof on, and I've used some ironite, and nothing seems to have happened. Maybe I'm expecting too much too soon. It's only been in 2 years, but the lower branches are yellower. I just don't know what to do more than what I've done.
About how far up is the yellow? Is it like a quarter or a third?
Yeah, about a quarter. About a quarter or less.
About a quarter. Okay.
Yeah.
And how much holly tone did you use for that 12-foot tall tree?
Oh, let's see. I probably used a couple of pounds, I would think.
Okay.
I put some holes all around the perimeter of the tree with a crowbar and punch some holes in there and pour some holly tone into those holes. I also have put in some spikes as well, so I'm trying to do everything I can to remedy the situation. So far, nothing has happened.
Okay. First of all, because it is a newly planted tree,
yeah,
some of the roots were cut, so that you're going to have to wait until the root system reestablishes itself in your yard. So, in the spring, I want you to go to your local garden center, and I want you to ask them for a product called Plant Thrive. And Plant Thrive is liquid mycorrhiza. And mycorrhiza is the newest technology in gardening. And mycorrhiza is a bacteria. And it will attach itself to the root system of the plant. And in the matter of just a month or two, it will actually double the size of the root system of that plant. And to give you a good idea, I bought a Harry Lauder walking stick. It was at a nursery. Their kids were unloading it off the truck. And they were fooling around, and they dropped the root ball, and the root ball broke in half. I bought that plant for half price, and the owner said to me, if it dies, bring it back, and we'll take care of you. Well, I started using mycorrhiza every 2 weeks on that plant, and I did it for that very first year. The plant caught. It became established, and on the second year, which is this year, it has made anywhere from 6 to 8 inches of new growth, and the plant is beautiful. So get Plant Thrive for shrubbery on your holly tone. I want you to use 10 pounds of fertilizer, okay? You're going to go out about 3 feet. Take a crowbar, make a hole about a foot deep, and put a handful in each until you've done 10 pounds of...
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
For over 20 years, my family and I have been decorating and shipping Christmas wreaths all over the country. These wreaths are handmade right here in Maine with fresh, fragrant balsam fir tips. This wreath measures 20 to 22 inches across and will fit on your front door. The wreath is double-sided with fresh greens on both sides, unlike other companies. A handmade red velvet waterproof bow is included. The wreath is shipped in a decorative white box with a red bow on it. A holiday card with a special message is included. And the price is the same as last year, $38.95. And that's shipping any place in the continental U.S. Go to paulparent.com to view the wreath pictures and new centerpieces. That's paulparent.com. Or call 207-985-6972. That's 207-985-6972. Family and friends that have moved out of New England will love the smell that they once took for granted, a fresh balsam wreath.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe. After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Have you ever wanted to give a gift that expresses faith in liberty, those powerful beliefs that shaped our nation at its founding? If so, pay close attention, because this may be the most important holiday message you'll hear this year. Beautiful Liberty Blankets are now available.
The Liberty Blanket is made right here in the USA out of all-natural cotton. It's ultra-soft, ultra-warm, and designed to remind your friends and loved ones of the enduring values that won the battle for freedom in early America. The center of the Liberty Blanket has the words, "Appeal to God," a phrase that Washington and the founders used often as they announced to the world that their rights and liberties came from a sovereign creator. And in each corner of the Liberty Blanket details one of the pillars of American freedom: education, church, civil government, and justice. Regularly $59.95, now just $39.95. It's the perfect Christmas gift that helps your friends and family remember our nation's most precious legacy. To order your Liberty Blanket, go to libertyblanket.com. That's libertyblanket.com, or call 800-209-1258. That's 800-209-1258.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Why don't we take a couple of minutes, and we'll tell you about a couple of the seasonal plants that you can use as a present or as a hostess gift when you're going to the Christmas parties. Two of them that I really like, and they're really festive looking, got great color. One of them is called the Christmas cherry, and it is a plant that will grow about 15 to 18 inches tall, maybe a little smaller, maybe a little larger, depending on the grower, and just as wide. So, you know, 15 to 18 inches. It has a medium green foliage, probably has a few flowers on it. Still, we'll have some green fruit about the size of a cherry, and some of them have begun to turn kind of an orangey red color, and then eventually all red. It's a beautiful plant, and it will hold that fruit for many, many, many weeks. So something that you use as a present now will last into February. No problem at all. Giving you great color. And it's a wonderful gift plant. Now, if you want to keep it over, as the fruit goes by, pick the fruit off, repot it into a larger container, and treat it like any other house plant. And then in the spring, put it outside into a larger container, because it will get up to be, oh, 2.5 feet in height and width. And then it will rebloom during the late summer, produce the cherries or fruit into the fall, and then they'll turn red at this time of the year. So it's a nice plant. If you don't want to go through all that hassle, put it in your compost pile. But it's a great, unusual plant. And it's a plant that will tolerate a cooler home, like the cyclamen will tolerate a cooler home. Now, if you have a warm home and you want something that will be colorful and have some fruit, you have the Christmas peppers. And what's neat about the Christmas peppers is you can buy some that are long and skinny, some that are in the shape of a pear, some of them are cone shape, and you'll have a combination of blooms, green peppers, yellow, orange, and red as they mature on the plant. And this, again, will bloom with beautiful peppers on that plant until March. No problem at all. Easy to take care of. Loves the heat. Good bright window. You'll have incredible color. And you can eat the peppers. They are very hot. So if you like to make chilies, if you like spice, this is a pepper that you can dry or use when they mature. They're not as hot as a jalapeno, but they are very, very hot. If you have small children and they tend to taste everything, this may not be the plant for that house, because if the kids take a bite out of it, they will only do it once. So it may be a way to teach them not to do it. But if you've got little kids, this is not the type of plant to use. Now, speaking about little kids, one of the fun things about the Christmas season is mistletoe. Now, the berry is poisonous. So if you buy mistletoe and you hang it up to have fun for the holidays, and you have kids that are crawling, they'll eat just about anything. Buy the mistletoe that has plastic fruit on it, because the last thing you want is an accident or a problem during the holiday season. Okay? If it's all adults, buy the good mistletoe. But if you have young kids, do not use the mistletoe. You need to use plastic.